A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles.
Und als der Tag der Pfingsten erfüllt war, waren sie alle beieinander an einem Ort. Und es geschah plötzlich ein Brausen von Himmel wie eines gewaltigen Windes und erfüllte das ganze Haus, da sie sahen. Und es erschienen ihnen Zungen zerteilt, wie von Feuer. Und setzte sich auf einen jeglichen unter einen. Und sie wurden alle voll des Heiligen Geistes. Und singen und so predigen in anderen Zungen, wie der Geist einen gab auszusprechen.
Haien tus supermostai, ten imiran tes pentecostas, isan apantes omu epi tu ato. Kai agenito afno ectu oranu ikos ospir perominus, penois biaias, kai epirosan okan ton oikan u isan kathimenoi, kai uftisan oitois diamiretsomenai, glusiae usiae poros kai ikathisan ephena akastin autun.
When the day of Pentecost came, it found them gathered in one place. Suddenly, from up in the sky, there came a noise like a strong driving wind, which was heard all through the house where they were seated. Tongues as of fire appeared, which parted and came to rest on each of them. All were filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to express themselves in foreign tongues and make bold proclamation as the Spirit prompted them.
Le jour de la Pentecôte étant arrivé, ils se trouvaient tous réunis. Soudain retentit du ciel un fracas semblable à celui d'une bourrasque de vent, et ce bruit remplit toute la maison où ils étaient aussi. Alors, ils virent paraître comme des langues de feu qui, se partageaient, virent se poser sur chacun d'eux. Ils furent tout remplis du Saint-Esprit et se mirent à parler des langues étrangères selon que l'Esprit leur donnait de s'exprimer.
Quand llegó el día de Pentecostés, estaban todos reunidos en el mismo lugar. De pronto vino del cielo un ruido, como de una violenta ráfaga de viento, que llenó toda la casa donde estaban. Se les aparecieron unas lenguas como de fuego, las que, separándose, se fueron posando sobre cada uno de ellos, y quedaron llenos del Espíritu Santo, y se pusieron a hablar idiomas distintos, en los cuales el Espíritu les concedía expresarse.
Nang sumapit ang araw ng Pentecostes, nagkatipon silang lahat sa isang lugar, at biglang narinig ang isang ugong mula sa langit. Animoy hagunot ng malakas na hangin, at napuno nito ang bahay na kinaroroonan nila. May nakita silang wari mga dilang apoy na lumapag sa bawat isa sa kanila, at silang lahat ay napuspos ng Espiritu Santo, at nagsalita ng iba't ibang wika, ayon sa ipinagkaloob sa kanila ng Espiritu. May mga Hudyong buhat sa iba't ibang bansa na naninirahan na noon sa Jerusalem, mga taong palasamba sa Diyos. Nang marinig ang uong na ito, nagdatingan ng maraming tao. Namangha sila sapagkat sinasalita ng mga alagad ang mga wika nila. Sa kanilang pagtaka ay kanilang nasabi, hindi ba Galileo silang lahat? Bakit ating katutubong wika ang naririnig sa kanila? Tayo mga taga-Parsia, mga taga-Media, mga taga-Elam, mga naniniraan sa Mesopotamia, Saudiya at sa Kapakodya, sa Ponto at sa Asia, mayroon pa sa ating mga taga-Phrygia at Pamphylia, Egypto at sa mga taklaw na Libya na sakop ng Sirene, at mga naniniraang mula sa Roma, maging mga Udyo at mga maakit na Udismo, may mga taga-Kreta at Arabia pa rito.
Yet, we hear them speaking in our own tongue of the mighty acts of God.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord. The earth is full of your creatures. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. If you take away their breath, they die, and they return to their dust. When you send forth your Spirit of life, they are created in your sight. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. May his glory last for all time. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him will be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth.
From the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, live by the Spirit, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I have warned you before. Those who do such things do not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no such law against these things. And those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Glory to God, who does wondrous things.
Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John. It was the evening of that same day, the first day of the week. The disciples were gathered in the upper room, and the doors and windows were locked for fear of the authorities. And Jesus came, and he stood in their midst. He said to them, "Peace be to you." And then he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw him, they were filled with joy. And again he said to them, "Peace be with you." Then he breathed on them. He said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. As the Father has sent me, so now do I send you." The Gospel of the Lord. We are gathered together this morning with graduates of St. Matthew's School, with young men and women who are graduating from high school this year, as well as young men and women who are graduating from college. Graduation is connected to an activity called a commencement. You know that a commencement means a beginning. And I can't think of a better day of the year than to celebrate a beginning than the Feast of Pentecost. What you and I believe is that, as the wonderful first reading taught us, on the day of Pentecost, those disciples were gathered together in the upper room. They were waiting. They were waiting for the coming of the Spirit. Jesus had told them, he said, "Stay together in the city until the Spirit comes." Stay together. And that's what they did. They gathered together. And the Spirit comes when people stand together. The Spirit came upon those disciples when those apostles and those men and women who had been with Jesus for the past 3 years, surrounding Mary, the mother of the Lord, As they prayed in solidarity with each other, the Spirit came upon them. And when the Spirit comes upon us, the Spirit turns life upside down. All of a sudden, we see what we had not seen before, and we hear what we have not heard before. What happens when people like you and like me have poor eyesight? You can't see. And how do we correct that? Glasses, huh? That's what we're wearing, huh? All right. That's what Pentecost is about. It's about glasses. It's about being able to see, but being able to see in a way that's different from seeing without those glasses. If I take my glasses off, if you take your glasses off, we'll probably run into the wall. All of a sudden, we're not going to run into the wall. All right. Well, when the Spirit comes, you get special glasses. You get God's glasses. And with those glasses, you see things that are, but you see them differently. Now those glasses don't rest on your nose. Those glasses rest inside. It's the seeing of the heart by which the Spirit allows us to see what we otherwise would not see. The world tells us that things are scarce and there isn't enough. And if you see through the eyes of God, you realize things aren't scarce and there is more than enough. What is lacking is our willingness and our courage to share creation with all men and women. The world will tell you that this is a dangerous place to be because there are those who would wish to destroy you. But if you see through the eyes of God and you hear through the ears of God, you know this is not a dangerous place to be. That men and women are created in the image and the likeness of God, and what is asked is that we have a profound respect for each other. And if truly we respect each other, if we truly value each other, it is possible for human beings to live in peace. The world will tell you that the whole of the life of human beings is really one large struggle between those who have and those who have not, those who are up and those who are down. And the downs want to pull down the ups, and the ups want to keep the downs down. But if you see through the eyes of God, and you hear through the ears of God, you realize that there's no place for class. There's no place for sexism. There's no place for racism. That in the plan of God, we are all sisters and brothers, sons and daughters of the living God. Now you can't come to that on your own. You can come to that only by the power of the Spirit. And only by the power of the Spirit can we see through the eyes with which God sees and hear through the ears with which God hears. My prayer for you is very simple. My prayer for you is that you be attuned, that you listen to the word of the Spirit that is within you. That you allow yourself to truly see with the gift you have received, and to hear with the gift you have heard, you have received to hear. What I'm convinced of, what I'm powerfully convinced of, is if you can do that, then the future of this sad and poor world that is ours will be far better, far richer, far more satisfying, far more inclusive, and peaceful and responsible than the world is this day. But that's your job. That's a big job, and that's the job that's in your hands. And the only way that's going to happen is if you listen to the Spirit of God. What I promise you is, as long as God gives me time here, I am willing to help you in any way I can for you to do what is your job to do. For after all, you're the only hope we've got. You're our best hope for what we dream for tomorrow. It's in that spirit that I invite all of you to join with me as we pray. Please stand.